This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good Tuesday morning here. Broadcasting live from Broadcast Central, Prayer Central in Austin, Texas. Dale Gentry here on a Tuesday. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from 9 to 10 o'clock. Excuse me, 10 to 11 o'clock Central Time. And then, of course, this program is being replayed throughout the day. This is a really, really big day for somebody, because I believe the one word from God can change your life forever. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Welcome to BPN Radio. And Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber are with me today here in our ministry center in Austin, Texas. And we have a special announcement concerning Allison that we are going to make today. And I appreciate Allison filling in for me the last two or three weeks. Gene and I have been out. We have a special announcement to make. But remember that one word from God can change your life forever. So we're going to be prophesying today. And remember also that most all of our prophetic sessions during the past several months have been recorded and archived, and you can listen to those. Here's how you do it. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and then you click on the left side. It says Prophetic Sessions on BPN Radio. So go to breakoutradiochurch.com and then click on Prophetic Sessions on BPN Radio, and you can listen to any of the past prophetic sessions. And each week, of course, we receive many requests for a prophetic word, and we realize there's no way we can include every request. So if you have not received a prophetic word yet, please do not be discouraged. Just keep putting your name in week after week, your name and your city and your state, and on one of our Facebook pages, and eventually we're going to get to you. We'll do our best to give you a word. In the meantime, you must realize that even if your name is not called, the Holy Spirit can still speak to you personally. You know, I've been in a lot of prophetic services where they never called Dale Gentry's name, but the Holy Spirit would speak to me. I remember one time being in a service in Florida with David Young Hee Cho, the pastor of the largest church in the world. He never called my name, but I just received a prophetic word. I came back to the church that I was leading in Oklahoma City. I just had these prophetic words that I'd received. So get your pad, your iPad, your tablet, your computer, your writing pad, get a pen or pencil. You get ready, because I believe that today the Holy Spirit is going to speak a word to you. And remember that it may not be a word that you're anticipating. It may be, remember, you can receive your there now word, a future word, or confirming word. It may be a new word. It may be something you've never thought about. I remember one time in 1985 going to a prophetic service that was led by a man, a prophet who's now gone to be with the Lord. His name is Dick Mills. And I didn't know Dick at the time. He later became my friend. But I just wanted a word. Lord, would you please give me a word? And my heart was beating. And suddenly he called my name and had me to stand up. And he said, I have a word for you today. You are going to the Baptist, and they're going to be filled with the Spirit. And my heart sank, because I grew up as a classical Pentecostal, and I went away saying, Lord, I don't want no Baptist word. I wanted a real word. But you must understand that I received that word by faith, because you can't receive it with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from the Lord. So I received it with my spirit, and I wrote it down, and then I began to speak it. I'm going to the Baptist. They're going to get filled with the Spirit. And one day, a call came into the church where I was a part of Church on the Rock in Rockwell in 1985. I hadn't been there but a few weeks. And it was a Baptist church in Oklahoma City saying, can anybody come and lead prayer at our church? And I said, I will come. I will be there. And so I went there, and amazing things happened. I had extended times, and the whole Baptist world just opened up in a few weeks' time. And it was a main attraction for several months in my life. And out of that came Dennis Jernigan, who now has an incredible ministry. I gave him a word. Andy Christman and the group For Him, that started out of those meetings, those Baptist meetings, and a lot of things begin to happen. And so you may not receive a word today or in the future that you feel like, hey, I need that word concerning my marriage, concerning my finances, concerning my job, but God will give you a word that will literally change your life. And I'm holding in my hand the Intercessory Prayer Journal. I guess you can read that if you're on Facebook Live. But it was written by R.K. McWilliams. Every member of my team has this, including Ruth and Allison that are with me here today. I use my prayer journal almost every day, well, practically every day and night. And this was written by a lady by the name of Rosemary McWilliams, R.K. McWilliams. And she writes in there about me giving her a prophetic word several years ago about writing this prayer journal. And all you have to do, if you want a journal, you just go to Amazon.com, R.K. McWilliams, Amazon.com. But she writes in there about how she got a word, and now she has this journal that is people are buying and people are listening to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, out of words. Okay. Okay, Allison and Ruth are going to come. We're going to pray. I know we had a little prayer time. Before we start, a little prayer time, I guess that's what you call it, a little prayer time. And Ruth, my daughter-in-law that I've adopted as my daughter a long time ago, and Allison, my spiritual daughter. So I got two powerful young ladies here with me, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray the will of God be done, whatever the Holy Ghost wants. We don't know. I've got some prophetic words to share here. We don't know what the Holy Ghost is going to do. Mm-hmm. So, Ruth, why don't you just lead out in prayer and step up just a little bit to the microphone, and we'll just start praying.
Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, we just come to you today.
Hallelujah.
We just ask that you open your spiritual ears and open your spiritual eyes. And as Pastor Dale just said, any word that might be attached to a name for that individual, it could be for someone else. So I just ask everyone listening today, through the radio or everyone that's watching through Facebook, just open your heart. God has a good plan for you. And so I just pray that your heart is open, your eyes are open, your ears are open, and that you will receive exactly what God intends for you to receive today. And I just pray over every single person watching through Facebook and listening through the radio.
Yes.
I anoint Pastor Dale today, myself, Allison. It is through the Holy Spirit that we will be speaking. And so, Jesus, I just give you all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And just give you all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Allison, you pray a little while.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being
yes.
in this place
Hallelujah.
Right now, God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit,
Hallelujah.
For being in the lives of those that are listening,
Hallelujah.
Those that are watching,
yes.
those
yes,
that will
Lord.
Receive this message later, God. And we just
yes.
believe, we believe today you will open doors.
Thank you, Lord.
You will open doors that have been closed
yes.
for so long, Lord. And we believe
thank
that you will
Jesus.
Speak words of edification.
Yes.
That you will speak words of confirmation, that
Hallelujah.
You will speak words of clarification,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And we just believe that, Lord, that you are in this space. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We can
yes.
feel you.
Hallelujah.
We can feel you. We can feel that you are about to move again today.
Yes.
Again today.
That's right.
God, you
yes.
know. You know every single one of these names. You know every single one of their pleas.
Yes.
God, and we just ask that today,
yes,
today,
Lord.
That
yes,
if
Lord.
Their name, even if their name isn't called, Lord, that they receive. Lord, we just pray that they receive. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Kuri Basera Batalabriate.
We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for filling
Hallelujah.
This space. God, we thank you that right now, the people are being baptized in your
spirit, Jesus.
God, that they feel the rush of you rush all the way over them, God.
Yes.
A rush like they've never felt before, God. Let their eyes see, their ears hear, their hearts receiving, God. Let their spirits be released, God.
Yes.
Let it flow. Thank you, God. We come to the river today.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You know, there's people that say, how do you prepare yourself to prophesy? I pray in the Spirit. I pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And then I listen. You say, well, I don't have a prayer language. Well, you can. Yes. Or you may say, well, I don't believe in speaking in tongues. Well, it's okay. If you don't believe, it's all right. It's no pressure. Kera brote. But I love it. I love it. Rote de bri kera bato. If you do have a prayer language, you might just want to pray with us for a little while. I believe the Holy Ghost is speaking to you today. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm going to give some prophetic words. Y'all can stay with me if you want to. And you might have an additional word for somebody. You can just join in. We've certainly not planned this out, have we, ladies?
No,
we haven't planned it out. So, okay, here we go. It could be a now word, future word, confirming word, or new word. But here's a word for Sharon from Rock Springs, Georgia. Here's the Holy Spirit saying, you, Sharon, from Rock Springs, Georgia, are the mender. You are the glue that holds things together. You're the peacemaker. And Jesus said, blessed is the peacemaker, not blessed is the peacekeeper. That could cause a lot of stress. But blessed is the peacemaker. You know how to connect things and relationships that have been broken and appears to be irreparable. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're the one that considers the value of a thing and how much it will be worth once it's all put back together again. You have an incredible ministry that may never be recognized by John Q. Public, but you will definitely play a role in many lives, including family and friends. You are a missing piece in many people's lives. You have a bright future, Sharon. Don't allow Satan to devalue you. And Andy Williams, Andy, you know what you're saying. Andy from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You posted your name on all over Facebook, so I guess I can call you Andy Williams. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Most of the time, we just give a first name and a city and state. Andy, you know what you're supposed to do? You just don't know how to get started. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Your dreams and visions have wonderful content. You just need a publisher, someone who will write the foreword for your dreams and visions. There is a divine appointment waiting for you, and that person is not a stranger, but someone you know. Reach out to that person with your written vision in your hand. You're already a bold man, so quit being squeamish and uncertain about things. God has made you bold as a lion, so roar, Andy, roar. Roar, Andy, roar. Roar, Andy, roar. Roar, Andy, roar. Roar, roar, Andy, roar. Okay, Adriana from Pasadena, Texas. Adriana, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. He has not only captured your heart, but you have captured his heart as well. He loves your tender spirit, the way you worship him, and your desire to please him. You have attracted his attention, and he wants to do a special favor just for you. Hold out your hands to receive the handfuls on purpose he desires to give to you. And Alicia from Cuero, Texas. Alicia, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not compromise the beliefs and convictions of your own heart. You must know that from a child, the Holy Spirit has given you a special treasure that must not be negotiated, regardless of the temporary loss. Remember that sometimes we have to be willing to accept temporary losses for long-term blessings. I'm going to repeat that. Sometimes we have to accept temporary losses for long-term blessings. Pause and consider where you are at today And don't sell your future for a bowl of beans. Don't sell your future for a bowl of beans. And somebody's gonna have an additional word for this one. Anne from Sealy, Texas. Anne, I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's giving you more space to operate in those things He's deposited in your heart. Even years ago when you were still single, sometimes you feel you're running out of space. There's no more runway for those dreams and visions that God has placed in your heart. You've got to do so many things in life and ministry, more than you really suspected in the beginning, but there are still some things that are lacking, and God has given you space to operate on those areas of dreams and visions, the fourth dimension, I call it. He is creating more space for you, building more runways for your dreams and visions to lift off. You must know that you can fly, and you must prepare to lift off, because He's given you more runway, more space, and God is for you, Anne. Somebody, pray for Anne right now.
Oh, Lord, I lift up Anne to you right now, God, and I just thank you for the calling that you have on her life, God. I thank you for the promotion that you are bringing into her life right now, God, and I thank you that as she walks out each step of your plan, God, that the plans that they get revealed and they become even more clear and more clear, God, and that as she walk, that her faith continue to be strengthened. We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you again, God, for the calling and the ministry that you have in her life, God. We thank you that ministry comes in all different shapes and sizes, and that Anne is one of your disciples that is going out. She's walking out. She's walking out into the world, Lord, and that she is ministering to those who are hurting, those who are lost. God, I thank you. I thank you that she is someone, that she has a heart. God, you've given her a heart for those who are hurting, for those who are lost, God, that she has a heart that at night, it's almost that she can't go to sleep, God, because she's just so many people that you lay on her heart, and she asks, God, how am I to help all of these people? And you say, Anne, remember, it just start with the one. Don't look at the thousands. Look at each one individual, Anne, because He's going to continue to place people in your life. He's going to continue to expand that heart that you have for the hurting, for the hungry, for the lost, for the weak, for the weary, for the wounded. He's going to increase that, God, and that I thank you. I thank you that you're giving her that increase, God. But again, Anne, just focus on the one. As I'm sharing this with you, Anne, I see the story of the starfish. I don't know if you know the story of the starfish, but it's a great story of a little girl who walks out on the beaches after a storm, and there's thousands of starfish that have been washed up on the shore, and she starts throwing each individual starfish back out into the ocean. And there's a man who's looking upon and says, what is she doing? He comes out and he asks her, little girl, what are you doing? And she says, I'm throwing the starfish back in, because if I don't, they won't survive. And he looks at the beach and he says, but there are thousands. There's no way that you can possibly save them all. And she throws the starfish back into the ocean, and she looks right at him and she says, it mattered to that one. I saved that one. That one. It's not all up to you, Anne. But guess what? As you throw starfish back into the ocean, God is going to bring people who are going to say, Anne, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you're going to say, every single one, it matters. And they're going to come along and they're going to help you. And all of the thousands that are placed upon your heart, all of the hungry, all of the lost, all of the weary, you're going to be able to walk that out and help them, because people are going to come on the journey with you. But it starts with you walking out each individual step, and that you don't continue to ask, how can I? You ask, God, how big are you? Show me how big you are, because He's ready to show off. He's ready to show you how big He is, and how big you are in Him, because of the power of Him lies in you. God, I just thank you. I thank you for people like Anne, who, I'm sorry, I'm just so in the spirit right here. I keep losing the mic and where it is. Oh, thank you. I bless you, Anne. I bless you on your journey. And I have to share that I got the word promotion this morning. I got the word promotion for quite a few of you. Craig S. in Florida. Again, another name I didn't have written down on my paper, but I kept hearing the word promotion, and he was so clear. Craig, I've seen your face on Facebook. I'll have to be honest, I don't think I've really ever looked at your profile, but I know that you're a man of God. I believe that you're in the ministry because the words you speak to souls. And when you hear the word promotion, I hear you saying, God, how can you promote me more? God, you already feel so unworthy of every calling that he's brought you into. But he says, no, Craig, there's so much more promotion for you. There's so much more promotion for you. Get ready. He says, get ready because the promotion is coming. And again, I heard this word for Taylor G. Taylor G, I heard this word for you this morning. Again, another name that God just laid on my heart this morning, that promotion. So much is happening in your life right now where you already feel like you're being promoted. And for both Taylor and Craig, I heard promotion of your gifts. Promotion of your gifts, that your gifts are being promoted to another level. And Taylor, although there's so much promotion already happening in your life right now, he says, this is just the beginning. Just wait, baby girl, just wait. This is just the beginning. There's so much promotion that is happening in your life, and it's coming. Like it's not 6 months, not 6 weeks, like 6 hours, 6 days. Like it is coming, the wave, and you're just gonna be blown away by the promotion that God has for you. And I bless that word. I bless that word promotion in your lives. And I heard this word again. I feel like I got words this morning for many. And you have to understand that for me, when I feel like when the anointing comes over me, it's just like he just flows. And this morning I was in prayer, and I just kept hearing him say the many. And I know that there's so many who are hungry for a word, and I know that the same word doesn't feed us all, but I do feel like he has a word for the many. And I hear him saying, and I hear him showing me that there's doors, there's these big wooden doors, like big heavy hardware. And I'm sorry guys, I have to paint a picture for you because I need you to see this. And they're like the old wooden doors, and you've got the big heavy metal, like door pull on them with the big heavy lock. And I see it, and I see it like it's a gateway door. It's a gateway door where so many of us are standing behind this door, and we're so focused on the heaviness of this door and asking, oh, is this my door? And I don't know, am I supposed to walk through? I mean, is everything in here everything in here is okay? Like I can make it work, and I'm blessed for just having this. And he says, but it's time to open the door. It's time to open the door. It's not locked. There's no keys that you need. The door, it's sitting right in front of you because it's inviting you to walk through. Like, open up the door and walk through the door. There's so much waiting for you on the other side. And I get it. I get that door is big and it's heavy and you're not sure if it's really for you or not, because how could little old you just do something? And I have to tell you that it's not about little old you. It's about big old him. It's about big old him. And we have to stop. We have to stop focusing on the mountain that lies before us. And we need to focus on the one who moves mountains, who demolishes mountains. Focus on how big your God is. Yes. Stop focusing on how big your problem is. Your problem is nothing. Your problem is nothing to our God. You just, right now, it's just, you look Satan right in the face and you tell him, you are nothing. You are nothing. You have been defeated. You have been defeated. And because of his blood, I have been given a new name. It is time, child of God, to walk through the door and go move the mountain. Go move the mountain. Tell it to move right now. I dare you. I dare you right now, wherever you're at, speak it out. Tell that mountain to move. Tell it to move and just watch. Watch what happens. I just thank you, God. I thank you, God, for that word. And I receive that word today, God. I receive that word. I praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Oh, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you that the joy that you give us, God, is unlike a joy of any other. And God, I know there are so many who are lost, who are out there searching. God, I was one of them, searching in all of the wrong places because something deep inside of me wanted to feel this way, this exhilaration. I wanted to feel you, God, and I just didn't know it. I didn't know that it was you that I needed to feel. My soul was being called to you, God, and I looked in all the wrong places, and I thank you, God, for your salvation. I thank you, God, for your redemption, and I pray right now for all of those who are looking in all the wrong places. God, I rebuke right now the chains that bind them, the chains of addiction, the chains of alcoholism, the chains of addiction to pornography, the chains that Satan has placed upon them. God, I just pray to break those chains right now in your name, God. I see the blood that you shed for those chains to break, God, and that feeling that you're searching for, guess where it can be found? A feeling like no other feeling is when the Holy Spirit is in you. When he is in you, it will be a feeling like no other feeling. You will stop searching for any other thing of this world that Satan wants to put in there that's going to please your flesh. It's time to please your spirit. It's time to feed your soul. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your
word. Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen and amen. Just receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Ruth, you have a word for someone?
I just want to say real quick, I pray that Emma from Idaho is listening, because Emma, that word was directly for you. You see that you're facing a mountain, but it's not. It's not a mountain. You've just got to give it up to God. And I have a scripture for you. It's Joshua 1:9. And it's so simple, but we humans make it complicated. So, Emma, it's you can do it. This was the word that God gave me while Allison was praying for everyone, but specifically for you, you can do it. It's as simple as that. You can do it. So just grab your Bible, grab the word, and then just put this every day. Write this down. Put it on your refrigerator or on your computer. But Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? You, Emma, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Emma, you can do it, and all those that are listening, and I think this is a word for everybody. We take it on as a human person, and we forget the spiritual side, and we're all guilty of that because we get busy. We get so busy, and I'm guilty of that. And so on my way to this prophetic session, I was going, I give my husband to you, Lord. I give my children to you. I give this problem to you. I give this mountain to you. So I just pray that over everyone. Just give it to God.
Yes.
He's a big God.
Yes.
He's the one in control. He's the one you want in control.
Yes.
And so, Emma, it's not a big deal. You can do it. And just reference again Joshua 1:9.
Hallelujah. We receive that. The Holy Ghost is speaking to us. And I have a word for Mark from Tampa, Florida. Mark, you must consider all of the opportunities that are before you. And the Holy Spirit is saying, you choose. You choose. I believe that many times we say, well, the Holy Ghost is going to tell us directly what to do. But sometimes the choice is ours. Mm-hmm. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Mark, from Tampa, Florida, you choose. You have some options before you, and you make the choice, and I will work, and I'll work with you. And Dave from Lincoln, England, my friend Dave from Lincoln, England, Dave, I see you moving into a miracle ministry, merging your songs, your testimonies, your gift to pray for the sick, your prophetic anointing, your words of knowledge, and into an incredible ministry that will ignite a whole new dimension for you and your family. People are desperate for a miracle. They want to see miracles. They want answers. They want solutions. And Dave from Lincoln, England, God has given you an incredible anointing to reach out to those who are sick, lonely, desperate, looking for a miracle, looking for a solution. I see you sitting with your instruments, you and your wife, ministering on television, on social media, to people across the UK and around the globe. It's in you, David, so let it out. And Kathy Lindsley from Maine, Kathy from Maybank, Texas, get ready for a new season. Don't run past the finish line. There's a new demarcation waiting for you. For you and your husband, and Micah from Tampa, Florida. You girls, come on in.
Okay.
Help me prophesy
okay.
now. All right, come on in.
Micah, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, wait, wait. This is not the time. Do not allow circumstances to pressure you into making a decision that is not right for you at this moment. It may look good and feel good, but the timing is not right. Timing is not right. That plan that He has put in your heart needs more preparation. Remember that good things come to those who wait. And I just, again, there's such power in that wait. And I have to share this with you, is that sometimes when we're in the waiting, we feel like God's not responding, he's not asking, he's not working on our behalf, and we forget that He asked us to wait. There was a season where I was given a word that I was to be quiet. I was to be quiet, and that was a hard word to receive. Because I feel like God gave me a voice. I feel like He gave me a voice for a reason. He gave me a gifting for a reason. But yet I knew that as hard as that word was to receive, that it was from God, and that I was to be in a season of being quiet. Micah, I believe the same thing is here for you. It's not an easy word to receive, but wait. Wait, because He's preparing the people. He's preparing the journey. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's what it is. He's preparing the people. See, there's some people that you're assigned to, Micah, that they're not quite ready yet. And so he just needs you to wait. He says, Stallion, it's not time to shoot out the gate yet. It's not time to shoot out the gate yet. Just wait. Wait, rest in the word that He has given to you. And Barry Smith from West Columbia, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit say, keep the vision alive in your heart. Keep the vision alive in your heart. There's a passage waiting for you with Him making up for lost time. Making up for lost time. Keep those dreams, that vision, the calling close to you. Keep it close to you. Embrace it. Talk to it. Oh, I love that. I love that. Don't just hold it in and embrace it, but talk to it. Speak life over it. Speak life over it. Don't think about the difficult times and the disappointments and the failures. No. Focus on what He has for you. Remember that He is in the process of taking that vessel, which contains your heart, your heart for the world, and your heart for remolding it and reshaping it into something. He's remolding it and He's reshaping it into something that will bring new value. New value. Oh, that's good. A new entrance into the nations of the world. Do all this in your heart. Barry, for the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for that word. Like David of old, you must encourage yourself. You must encourage yourself. Like David who defeated the giant while others laughed at him, while others mocked him. And let's be clear that David, as the others mocked, as the others laughed, he did not waste his energy on being mad or saying to them. I mean, he could have said to Saul, right? He could have said to Saul, who are you? Who are you, false king? Who are you to doubt me? You're the one that should be fighting the strife. He could have fought back, but he did not. He embraced the word that God had given to him, and he looked into his faith. He rested in his faith, and he trusted in that. Do not waste your energy. Be like David. Do not waste your energy on those that are laughing and mocking you. They do not know what God has set upon your heart and God has for you. You must be like David and encourage yourself. Speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing about your dreams and your visions. Sing them out. Sing them out. Speak them out. Those words that he's given you, the message that he's put on your heart, just speak it out. Speak it out that it becomes so in you that when you're in the middle of sleep, that it comes out of you, that rejoice comes out of you. Yes, it will come to pass. The dawning of a new day. The dawning of a new day. Barry, I bless you and I bless that word for you. Let's see. Lori, hear the Holy Spirit saying, it seems like this is taking forever. Oh, how many of us have said that, right? Amen. It seems like this is taking forever. Those things I long for, those things that are in your heart, you have so much to give, and it seems like nobody notices. It seems like nobody notices. And they don't see that I have all of that I have all the ministry inside of me. But there seems to be no doors open, no opportunities, no proper connections, no divine appointments. It just appears that nothing is working out the way that I had planned. Again, how many of us have said that? Yes, I've said it. We've all said it. God, things aren't working out the way that I had planned. But remember, the Bible says that man makes his own plans, but it's the Lord that directs his footsteps. So I believe today that he's directing your footsteps. He is directing your footsteps. And when I first started this whole journey of prophetic, and understand that, you know, every one of our gifts is different. Every one of our ministries are different. Of course, I had people mocking me. I had people laughing at me. I still do today. But Lori, the ministry that he has placed upon our hearts is the ministry that he has for us. And I feel like there are people around you that they've never seen the real you. But God knows the real you. And there's always going to be critics, right? There's always going to be critics around you, but they don't know the real you. And I posted this quote today, and I feel like it's for you, Lori, is that the critics, go ahead and let them criticize. Because they're not criticizing the real you. They're criticizing who they think you are. Go ahead and let them criticize. They're not criticizing you. They're criticizing who they think you are. And that doesn't matter because God says, no, Lori, I know who you really are. I knew who you really are. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Let God show you who you are. Take a look in the mirror and forget what the world has said to you. Forget what your own flesh wants to say to you, and let God start talking to you. Let him show you who you are. I bless you, Lori, in California with that word. Lori B. in California. That's your word. Oh, whew. This is good. It's good. Isabel P. in San Marcos, California. Isabel, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's time to move on. It's time to move on. You are dwelling in unsafe territory. And anticipation is starting to rule over your expectations. Give it up and move on. Give it up and move on. There's another assignment that's waiting for you, and that assignment is growing weary of waiting. Oh, how powerful is that? You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own plans that the assignments that God has for us grow weary. And there's, we've got to remember there's people attached to our God assignments. And so if we aren't being everything that we're supposed to be, we've got to remember that there are people suffering because we're not being everything that we're supposed to be, right? So I want to call that forth right now. I want to call that forth that we go out, Isabel, that you be everything that God wants you to be, because there are people who are attached to your assignment and they're in the waiting. They're in the waiting and they're growing weary. The entire assignment is growing weary. And he says, don't be afraid. Get up, get going, and go to the place of peace and rest and fruitfulness. He said, you've hung out here long enough. It's time to go. And he says, don't just go, run, run. Run, run, run to that assignment. Please, please don't doubt that little nudge that he's giving you, that little nudge. He says, yes, that's me, that little nudge. Because see, he doesn't want to push you and he doesn't want to have to pull you. He wants you to walk with him. Wants you to walk with him. I thank you, God. I thank you for that word for Isabel P. in California. Nancy B. in Fort Worth, Texas. Nancy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is enlarging your borders. Praise you, Jesus, for enlarging borders and enlarging territory. He's giving you access into additional fields as well as the field that you are operating in now. Oh, that's a good word. The field that you are operating in now is about to be expanded into all new fields. So I see, okay, here's your field, right? And not only is it expanding, but all these new fields that are around it, it's encompassing into those fields as well. And he says that he has some bonuses waiting for you because of your faithfulness. Because of your faithfulness, leading to some unexpected opportunities. Unexpected opportunities. And we thank you, Jesus, for not revealing all, that you don't reveal all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you that as we step one step, Jesus, that you take two. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunities that we've never even thought about. Thank you. Thank you that those opportunities, Nancy, he says those opportunities, you don't even know that they're out there, but he is about to pour them all over you, girl. You have been faithful. You have been faithful and you have been faithful. And he says, I'm about ready to give you some bonus for that faithfulness. And all of the times that you have trudged through, that you have said, God, I don't think I can go any further. And he says, just keep going. And you've stepped those steps, your faithfulness. Oh, that's your word. That's your word to be reminded about in this season, that your faithfulness is strong, Nancy. You have strong faithfulness. What a great word for you in this season. And do you see it? Do you see it, Nancy? Do you see the fields expanding? I praise you. I praise you, Nancy, in Jesus' name. And Maria A. in Florida. Maria, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that connecting you to a team that will supply you the empty spaces in your life and will lead to major opportunities. Okay. God is connecting you to the right people.
divine appointments are happening. Do you know that that every person that, like, I see you walking into like a coffee shop, and there was there's someone that you felt really called to go and talk to, and maybe even pray with, and you're, oh no, like that's just, and yet there was this calling, and he says, I put divine appointments all around you. Listen to that nudge of those divine appointments, because this is the season to serve. But remember, when you serve others in their fields, others will serve your field. And I get this, Marie, I feel like this story will sit with you, of that, you know, have you ever had Thanksgiving at someone else's home, and they prepared this feast, and you naturally get up and you start clearing the table, and you go and you start doing their dishes, but meanwhile you're kind of thinking in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, I hate doing dishes, like that's, oh, like my own dishes, like they'll just stack up, like, you know, the dishwasher will be totally full and I don't want to empty it. And the thought of your own dishes is just, it's almost repulsive, because it's just something that you're like, ugh, my own dishes. But yet here you are, when you're at someone else's home and their sink is piling up, you're joyfully washing their other dishes. And I give you that analogy, Maria, because that's what I see here. I see that when you start to serve others, your own dishes get done. You're going to come back home and all of your own dishes are done. And so there's people out there that you need to serve. You need to go out and serve, because there's others waiting to serve you as you serve.
That's good.
And I bless you with that word, Marie, in Lake Worth, Florida. And he also says, Marie, he also says, there will be a day when you do come first. There will be a day when you do come first. And I just encourage you to get lost in that service of others. Because when you turn around, you're going to notice that all of your dishes have been done. All of your dishes have been done. And I hope you hear me, that those dishes, they're problems, right? that's what that translates to, right? Those dishes, they're your problems. So go help somebody else. Go serve their problems, right? And Rita Jean G in Oklahoma. Rita Jean, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, come up higher. Come up higher. You've dwelt on a lower level for too long. That's not the level that you're supposed to be at. And you know it. Like, you know that you're supposed to be here. But again, it's kind of like that whole vision with the doors, right? Like, well, over here behind the doors is okay, you know? And he's like, no, it's coming to a higher level, moving from the land of not enough to the land of more than enough. Breaking from the survival mentality, and going into the land of plenty. And right now, I just want to break off any spirit of poverty, any, spirit of not enough. Yes. Rita Jean, I just pray to break that off you right now. That's not the spirit that God has for you. He wants to take you to the land of milk and honey, right? Yes. He wants to take you to the land of plenty. And he said, quit being so hard on yourself. His forgiveness, you were given a new name. And when that new name, he gave you forgiveness, he gave you salvation, and he blessed you with being a dwelling of his spirit. He says, so quit being so hard on yourself, because you're focusing on the hard and the lack, and focus on the plenty, because he says, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. That's what he wants for you. So quit being so hard on yourself. There needs to be new proclamations that come out of your mouth. This is for many of you right now. This new proclamations that come out of your mouth. Stop speaking the words of death. Stop speaking the words that Satan has tried to place in your heart. They don't belong there. Speak words of new proclamations. Speak life. That's who our Jesus is. That's who he is. He speaks life. He speaks love. He speaks hope. Speak those words, new proclamation, a new proclamations that need to come out of our mouths. Know that above all things, he wants you to be in good health and he wants you to prosper. That's what he has for us, right? That's what he has for us. Why are we caught thinking that the little is what God wants for us when he wants so much for us? And he says, not only you, Rita Jean, it's not just you. It's your entire family. It's your entire family. I just hear right now that whatever generational chain has been passed down, I just pray right now, Rita Jean, that chain, that generational chain, that mindset, that it be broken right now. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Rita. You know exactly the generational mindset right now, and break it. That right now, Jesus, that you break that chain. You break that generational chains. Yes, yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for being a chain breaker. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing that right now in the generational lineage of Rita Jean's family. Her entire family. We declare that you are not stuck in your circumstances any longer. No longer are you a victim of any circumstances of this world or generational curses. That we break those right now. And he's lifting your truck out of the mud. He's lifting your truck out of the mud, out of the muck, of the mire. And he wants you to open your mouth and proclaim it right now. I just encourage you right now, proclaim it. Proclaim it. He says, let the words come out of your mouth. Proclaim it. Don't keep them to yourself. Proclaim it. Because when you speak it out, you start to speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. And as for Cody and Rita, they are on the verge of a major personal revival. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, for revival. I praise you for personal revival. And I praise you that as they have personal revival, that more revival will take place and they will have the Holy Ghost. They will have the Holy Ghost come upon them and encounters. Oh, Lord, we just pray. We pray for those encounters. Thank you, Jesus. And these encounters will revolutionize their lives and many others for days to come. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Ruth, do you have anything you want to add? And so I know we had some exciting news that we wanted to share with you all. And I hope it's okay that I share this. I really feel like it is, that he would want me to share this. Yes. We are answering the pleas and the requests of our loyal listeners and our loyal church members, that we bring more prophetic to you. And I'm going to try not to get choked up because I do nothing. Dale does nothing. Please understand that this ministry is the work of the Holy Spirit. And that we are just vessels. So please, give your praise and worship to him. Because we're just so thankful that we have this ministry and we have this vehicle of going live and of the radio that reaches nations of people. And we just pray. We pray for expansion. We pray that those who get something from this ministry, that they share it. That they share it, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be shared. And so I want to share with you all that we have decided that we are going to extend our prophetic, and Dale will continue on with Prophetic Tuesdays, and I have the honor of doing now Prophetic Thursdays. So I think last week alone I counted 350 plus names that came in last week. asking for a word. And I just want you all to know that we see every name. We pray over every name. And that we know that God has a word for you. And we're going to open that up. And we're gonna deliver what we can. But we need your support. We need you to keep liking and sharing and attending and giving so that we can continue this ministry. Because I believe that this ministry is doing so much, but I also believe that it can do so much more. And because we're just people, I feel like that lies on you, our listeners, to share it. To share it. That's what God calls us to do, right? Share the gospel, right? And we prophesy. We prophesy because when we share, like Paul told us, right? When we prophesy, we make believers, right? And it's so important that we go out. But please understand that without giving and without financial offerings, we don't have a radio station. We don't have a vehicle. We don't have the means to be able to carry that out. And so we're believing that as our church membership grows, and the link is listed here in the comments, and we'll continue to list that. It doesn't cost you anything to be a church member. It just says if you don't have a home, if you don't have a pastor, we want to pray for you. We want to be your home. You're welcome here. We want to be your church, right? And so we invite you to be a part of that. And if it's on your heart to give, then we invite you to do so. And I'm just going to invite Ruth in to pray over the ministry and pray over the offering and to close us out.
Well, if you were listening through BPN Radio today or through Facebook Live, I just want to say thank you. And I really want to echo what Allison just said as far as it's not us. It is totally God. It's totally the Holy Spirit. And I just want to encourage those. I probably encourage you myself as a parent, as a mother, that we try to take things on ourselves and we forget. We get so busy, we forget to just give it to God. And so our big mountains, our big problems, our big situations are big in our eyes. But remember, we serve a big God, so they're little in His eyes. And that's all we have to do is give it to God. And so even that one scripture I referenced earlier, I just want to encourage you, be courageous, and you can do all things through God. Some simple scriptures. We just got to remind ourselves of that and just speak that over us. I also want to echo what Allison was just saying. We are so excited about what God is doing through BPN Radio. I've had the privilege of being Pastor Dale's daughter-in-law for many years and working alongside him, through the ministry. And I don't think I know. Now I'm going to get choked up. I don't think I know a more special person of Dale and Jean Gentry, of integrity, their love for people, their love to encourage others. He used to say, I want to hold the ladder and let you climb. And so he is here giving of his time, his money, his resources. Lots of us are partnering together, giving our time and resources. And so I'm going to actually say, we need your help. We need your help financially to continue Breakout Prayer Radio Station. Because it's a lot. I don't know if you're looking behind me, but it's crazy that all this equipment. And if you're a business person, you know that this doesn't just float in here. We've had business people partner with us, and I'm so grateful. And I would love to shout out their names, and we'll probably do that in the next program. But we need more partners. And so whether you are already giving to this ministry, which I say thank you, thank you, thank you. But if you're not and God is tugging on your heart, then it's super easy. You just go to bpnradio.com. There's a donate button. Push the donate button. Put in whatever God is leading you to give. And that's really easy. I mean, it's crazy how easy it is. But you can write a check to Breakout Ministries. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. But what I want to talk to you about for just a few minutes, and I know we've totally gone over, so I'm hoping that you're staying with us and listening, is, yes, we need partners and we need you. But more important than that, you need to be involved. I heard one of the prophecies as I was in the back praying about serving and about giving. And such a simple reference. And your roadmap, if you're a new Christian or maybe not even a Christian, and you happen to just pop on this and you're like, these people are crazy, but it's really entertaining and fun and I want to listen. That's awesome. That's great. But I just want to tell you that here is your roadmap. This word, God has given it to us. We are the ones that make it complicated. It is simple. He's given it to us. And even in our finances, or even in anything that we do, reference Luke 16:10. And that's the scripture that talks about, let me grab it real quick. So he who is faithful in what is least or little is faithful also in much. But he who is unlust in what is least is in lust also in much. I have to tell you, as a mother, I try to role model most of my lessons, and I fail probably every day. But I have taught my children, or God's children that I have the privilege of calling mine for a few years, that anything they do, anything, if my youngest son goes down and mows the neighbor's yard, and they say, you know, I want it mowed, and he says, yes, sir, I want him to mow it, and I want him to edge it. I want everything I have taught them, I believe, to everything they put their hands to do it more than expected, do a better job, glorify God, show what it means to have the opportunity to work. So I think this is just going to be a word of a lesson word. You know, if you're praying for your finances and you're in a financial battle right now, which I know so many people are, remember, because we get tons of prayer, not only on Prophetic Tuesday and now, awesome, Prophetic Thursday, but on our prayer intercessor prayer days, we get so many prayer requests. And I would say the number one prayer request is related to finances. Mm-hmm. It's either related to, I need a job, I need a better job, I need more finances. And so I'm just going to encourage you, and I'm really going to ask you, because I've been there, so I'm speaking from my heart. Are you doing what God is telling you to do with the least, with the little? Remember the problems for God are little. They're big for us, they're little for God. But he's the big God. And if we're taking care of the little things, then he is going to honor this scripture. It's been proven over and over in my life. It's been proven in my children's life. It's proven in Dylan Jean Gentry's life. I promise it's proven in your life if you're living by this word. And so if you're giving, It's as simple as we ask for something, but yet we're not giving. And so I'm just going to say, whether you're a Christian or not, I just think that's the wrong principle. You don't want to go and ask for something and you're not giving. Mm-hmm. That just is not the correct principle. This is kingdom work. This is, you know, I know so many businessmen that are really, they don't proclaim a lot to be God, but they do their business according to this word. Mm-hmm. And because of that, their business is fruitful. So I'm probably going off on this, but it's because we get so many prayer requests about finances. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you, for all those people that have sent in, you know, I need a word, or I need prayer, I need a job, we hear you. And believe me, we've walked through it. And we are praying for you. So we are your prayer partners. We've got words on Tuesdays and Thursdays for you from the Holy Spirit, not our words, from God. But in addition to that, we are praying for you. As Allison said, when your names come across either our Facebook Live or through email or through our phone number, the call and prayer line, wherever your name comes from, we have a pretty extended team for a small ministry, and we pray for you. So we're praying with you. We are agreeing for your finances to change. We are agreeing for your, you know, situation to change, and whatever it is, God knows. But I challenge you today, if the small things God has given you, and you possibly are not taking care of those small things the way God has put on your heart, because I know he tugs on our heart, then today be the day that you make the difference. Step out in faith and do something today. It might be even as simple as going and buying a meal and taking to that corner where you see that homeless man and you pass him every single day at the end of work. I'm not sure what God's going to tell you to do, but I encourage you today to make that commitment that the small things that are important to you, or if you're striving to get to that next place, take care of the small things. Honor those. Take care of them. You might be praying for a new car, and the car you have, the back seat is full of to-go trash. Okay, well, that's probably not taking care of your least. I'm just laughing. Yeah, the stewardship. I'm just speaking out of my heart. So if you want to move forward, I know you can do something today that's going to be a difference in that. If it's getting alone in your closet and grabbing this word and holding on to it, replaying this Facebook, sharing this Facebook messages, all the words we've spoke today, I believe, is going to touch someone, and we just want to pray that, and we just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing our heart. It's not us. It's literally, as Allison has said, as Pastor Dell has said, we just are here sharing our heart and just really obeying God. For me, getting out of my comfort zone here, speaking here to you on Facebook Live, this is definitely not my comfort zone, but I know you can do it. We want to say you can do it, and anything you're struggling for, keep throwing your names to us. We want to hear them, but go to this place. Go to this Bible. Go to this Word, and God's there for you. He is always there. Go to that secret place. It's the very best place, and then we will see you back here next Tuesday. This will also be posted throughout the day,
yeah.
But we will see you back here next Tuesday on Prophetic Tuesday, and I believe next week we'll launch our new Prophetic Thursday.
Can I give one illustration?
Yes, with Allison Kieber.
Well, you stay there, because this is an illustration that I have, so I'm going to paint a picture for those of you listening on the radio. Dale's sermon on Sunday, and if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. So, like Ruth said, so many people are praying for finances. They're praying. I know that for us, that's one of our prayers. Because I know what God's called me to give, and it's a lot. Like, I don't have it. I don't even got a little bit on it, right? But I'm believing that He spoke that word to me, because He's going to put the assignments in my life to be able to walk that out, and I have to be ready for those. And what I mean by ready is, I saw this illustration, and it's so simple, but again, so many people praying for finances. And again, hear our hearts on this. If you have a church that you tithe to your church.
Absolutely.
Right? That's not what we're not sitting here trying to beg for money. We're just talking about wherever you give, to give.
Absolutely.
Right? Wherever you're feeling called to give. But here's the illustration. Okay, so I have this large paper clip in my hand, because these are like my prayer notes, some of them. And so I have them clipped together with this large paper clip. And if I hold the paper clip tightly in my fist, can you receive it from me?
No, absolutely not.
No, she can't receive that from me. But therefore, if you try to put the word in my other hand, mm-hmm. can I receive it?
No.
No, because I have two clenched fists, mm-hmm. right? However, if I open up my hands,
I can receive the paperclip, and I can
receive.
Yes.
So I saw that for many, including myself, when Dale gave his sermon, because I thought, are my hands gripped onto the little that I've been given because I'm living in this world and I'm relying more on my flesh than how big my God is, and that I can open up my hands, I can have total faith, total trust, total obedience, and not only do when I open up my fists am I able to give, but I'm also able to receive.
Amen.
And I wanted to share that with you, because I want you to take that word in your prayer closet with you and in your prayer journal. And I want you to write down what God's saying to you, because He wants to speak to the depths of your heart about this. And I know that He's been speaking to the depths of mine, that to be a good steward. And it's not just a good steward,
again, with our finances, right? No. Because yes. that paperclip can represent time.
Time. Friendships.
Right? It can represent your finances, obviously, and it can represent your heart, mm-hmm. right? Are you giving your heart, or are you constantly taking? Mm-hmm. Are you constantly taking? You know, my prayer every morning when I wake up, I'll be very honest with you. God, use me as a vessel, fill me up so that I may pour out. Mm-hmm. That's my prayer. I just want to be a vessel that pours out, but I can't pour out if I'm not allowing God to pour in yeah. either. So some of the things that we're praying about, God, make them happen today, right? And I pray that he does make those things happen Absolutely. For you today. Absolutely. But we've got to take a look and going, okay, why?
Yes.
Why is God not answering this? Because he yes. hears you.
Yes.
He hears you. But, you know, sometimes it's going to get to the point where God's like, I've heard you, right? There's plenty of areas in Scripture that point us to, you know, God's, it's falling on yes. deaf ears now.
Yes.
Right? Because you continue to ask for the same things. Yes. He's given you the answer. He's yes. given you the ways, and you continue to ignore yes. it, mm-hmm. but you ask and you plead for the same
yes.
things.
Yes.
What has God already spoken to you that you're not walking out in obedience?
Yes.
Right? And
Absolutely true.
I know we've gone totally over.
It's okay. This is good okay. stuff. This is good okay. stuff.
And I just want you to know, again, we're praying for your names. We're so excited to bring Prophetic Thursday mm-hmm. to you. Continue to send us your prayers. Continue to, you know, put your name in for prophetic requests. We know that God wants to speak to
yes.
you. Most of all, we know that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you so much.
Amen.
A love that you'll just never know here on earth. I don't care if you're a mother, a father, a wife, you'll never know a love like the love of Jesus. And so embrace that.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.